Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good. Andy Bunker on this beautiful, crispy Tuesday here in Atlanta, Georgia, as we get ready for another big week of sports. As you like, Joe was saying, the Hawks have got the Magic in town tonight with Ben Caro, which is really weird because I've been seeing a lot of new clips about this dude because I like him a lot. But other guys.
Ben Caro.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of other analysts I listen to, they are not big, what's his name, Zach Lowe and them?
Yeah.
They're big fans of him. They think he can play, don't get me wrong. But as a franchise cornerstone player, they're like, yeah, bad shot selection, can't pass. Damn, I didn't see that.
All right, well, but, he's young. He could develop.
He's young. I mean, Candy, he's 20 years old.
Yeah, he's a pretty young player.
But yeah, dog, it's just give up on the young so quick nowadays.
They're another one of those teams, though, the Magic, that made some moves in the offseason. Desmond Bane, right? They made that trade. Kind of the pieces that maybe they thought were going to help them take that next step, because they're kind of one of those young, up-and-coming teams in the East, and they're off to a slow start, too. So. It's not just the Hawks.
Yeah.
It's not just the Hawks. It's some of these teams that made some offseason splashes that haven't gotten off to great starts yet. So, a couple of 3-4 teams playing tonight, trying to get back to 500.
Let's get to 500. Just try to, as we said yesterday, the news dump of Trey being out for a while.
Yeah.
Just as we mentioned, just try to stay afloat until he gets back in into the mix and everything like that. But it was people talking about this team and the defensive side, and Quinn Snyder comes over with a defensive mentality. He might have had the best defender of his generation when he was there. We make fun of him, Rudy Gobert.
He's the defensive player of the year.
Rudy Gobert was three-time defensive player of the year. So that helps your defense a little bit, right?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, I was just making sure. He came over here. I was like, you know what? Let me think about this when he was in Utah. He did have a prime up-and-coming French guy.
Yeah, prime Gobert.
Yeah. So that means who was probably 3-time defensive player of the year then?
Yeah.
They help Andy?
It probably helped.
Oh, okay.
Probably helped. You also had Donovan Mitchell, who,
Yeah, he's a superstar. Yeah.
Yeah. And, they won some games, but they won that many games.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you bring that up. This isn't where I was going to go with this, but it works, I think. We'll see. The reaction that hire got when it was made, it seemed to me, and I know you and I were both kind of like, all right, I mean, yeah.
You remember that?
Okay.
Yeah. You remember that show? I remember the show.
I mean, I get, he's, had some wins in Utah and all that, but the consensus from what seemed like maybe the, who would you say, the national basketball community?
I don't want to say that.
And then, it just seemed like the consensus in general was, oh, good, a genius is here now.
Yeah.
And now everything
is fixed. Landry, because then we had Landry on, I think, and he's always a genius. I said, I don't doubt that.
Well, I do. I'm no offense, but I think it's not that many geniuses.
Yeah, but basketball genius.
Yeah, okay. Like, yeah, maybe he's a good basketball X's and O's guys. So, so far, so blah.
Okay.
As far as what we've seen, right? So far, so meh.
Yeah.
From the Hawks and Quinn Snyder.
Okay.
And maybe the roster being better this year will help. But again, we'll see. Early returns. I don't know. The immediate reaction to certain hires sometimes.
Because you hear a name.
Is always interesting to me.
Especially your name, a name you know.
A name that has some backing nationally and is from somewhere else. And that tends to be the key.
Right.
Like someone from out of town is always the expert. You know what I mean? Why? Well, I don't know. They were over there doing it. I know, but how much did they win? Well, they won a few games over there. all right, so how's it going to be different here? It just is. He's a genius, which is like the exact opposite reaction to the stuff that I've seen from the Walt Weiss hire over the last however many hours since they made the hire.
Yes.
It's like completely, it's totally negative on the hire. I, not totally negative, but a lot of negativity surrounding that hire. And it's like, well, all right, but why?
Yeah, like, and that's how Big George put it out there. Like, why is Walt Weiss a bad hire? And what I saw when Bo, because I didn't understand what Bo was saying at first when Bo tweeted it out.
Neither did I.
Yeah, I was like, what? What the hell is Bo talking about?
Yeah.
But then I saw it. I was like, oh, that's why I said interesting. Like, I mean, he was always a candidate. He was always a possibility, right?
Yeah.
He was always going to be a possibility. And I think, you know, a lot of it is more or less some people look at his comfort hire. You're comfortable with him. Then, you know,
that's an interesting word to me.
Not daring enough or whatever. I'm saying daring of who?
Right.
Like, what does that guy do anything?
What does that mean exactly? It's not creative. Now I understand if your belief is that the Braves organizationally have gotten stale or complacent or something like that, which isn't mine.
No.
And I don't you'd have to explain to me why you feel that way. But if that is your belief, then hiring from within is just perpetuating that, I suppose.
I think so.
But my thought is, like, because again, like, to apply this to a handful of the different hires that have been made by the teams that we cover, both pro and college, like, people always say comfortable when they don't like it.
Yes.
But there's been hires that have been called comfortable that have worked.
Yeah.
Recently, in this very, like,
Brian Snitker
was absolutely that.
Yes,
and even different. Like, that wasn't even comfortable. It was interim, and what are we doing? Oh, they kind of like him. Okay, and that worked out great.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, again, I know last year they didn't make the playoffs, but that's the first time in 7 years they didn't make the playoffs.
Exactly.
The Brent Key hire was called kind of like easy and non-creative.
We'll wait to see who's out there afterwards.
Yeah. And look what he's doing right now. People said the same thing about Kirby and Mike Bobo. And again, I don't know if that's a great example because people are still mad at him, but I don't know. Gunnar Stockton's rated number one in a lot of different quarterback categories in the SEC.
Yeah.
And Georgia's fifth in the country. And it's because of their offense.
Yeah.
Like,
not their defense.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. A lot of times we do this, it's comfortable. It's like, well, what do you mean that he knows the guy? Because that's how everybody gets jobs.
Yeah.
Like, by and large, people get jobs from the relationships that they have.
But I think more than anything, when you look at this hire for the Braves, because people listen more nowadays to what, like, national blowhards say.
Mm-hmm.
And take their opinions and form their own opinion of it and everything like that. And say, well, he's the Dodger guy. What made him so good? Because he's on the Dodgers?
Right.
Well, Shohei Ohtani and Fred. And I don't think Dave Roberts is the greatest manager in the world.
Everyone hated Dave Roberts
like
3 years ago.
Hated him. And then he go get Shohei and Freddie and Mookie and all those dudes.
What do you know?
What do you damn know?
Now he's a genius.
You know, and so I always view it as that. This is something that me and my man JC Chuck used to talk about all the time. He's like, hell yeah. Gene Chizik was a great damn coach. Had a quarterback that wasn't a damn Heisman. Same thing with Ed Orgeron. Same thing with Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
He had an MVP freaking quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think a lot of times, you know, we tend to take names over what's actually in front of us. I don't have a problem with the Walt Weiss hire. I was like, okay. You know, because I'm not surprised by it. That's what I'm saying. I'm not surprised that they did. I would have been more surprised if they would have went outside the organization and hired somebody different.
Yeah, a 40-year-old bench coach who, again, we didn't know much about until his name started coming up last week.
Nothing at all about him.
He's big on analytics. Okay, I mean, everyone is pretty much. I mean, all baseball teams are run that way. So
pretty
that
much.
Doesn't really mean that much to me on a managerial basis, but I guess the criticism of Walt Weiss is that he isn't because he's sitting next to Snit all the time.
Of course
years.
He's not. But those managers are few and far between. We understand that.
Yeah,
but it's a young – they want to do this young –
The team – I'm with you. It's a different argument anyway.
You.
But, like, the franchise is run based on that. Like, Alex Anthopoulos – run and like, just look at how things have changed over the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
All they do is hit home runs – walk and strike out. That is the hallmark of an analytically driven team. That is what they do.
That's what the Braves do.
Yeah, man. Which is why it's like, you know, Snit's not an analytics guy. I guess, but the team is built by one. And like, just like every team in baseball is. It's modern baseball. People aren't going with their gut anymore. My thing about that hire and when we talk about these franchises that we cover and giving benefit of the doubt or not.
Right.
If I'm looking at it from a zoomed out perspective, from a big picture perspective, since the Braves hired Bobby Cox in 1990, they're the second winningest franchise in baseball.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Even over the last decade with Snit, who took over as an interim and earned his way into that job, mm-hmm. they're still a top five franchise in baseball and have a World Series in that time.
Correct.
So if I'm running that franchise and I'm like, yeah, I'd like to keep this the same.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
it's a winning formula.
The same.
Yeah, but I mean,
is good.
But it's not. But it's not World Series good. But they
won one.
Yeah, it is.
They won one 4 years ago.
But me and you are on the same page here. I'm just going out from what I've seen. Is like they're stagnant. It's more or less they got injured.
I know.
They would be in the playoffs if they weren't injured.
Because my wife is a diehard, like, irrational Braves fan. And we were talking about this last night. And she was like, it's just more status quo. And I was like, yeah, the status quo of winning every year?
What is wrong with that?
We only got one. It's like, well, actually, you got two, okay? You got two World Series because you go back there. I realize that's still, you should have had more, whatever. But, like, just, I don't know. I don't like to ever sit and try to, like, tell anyone how to fan. Like, fan how you want to fan. But do you hear how spoiled you sound when that's the criticism?
Yes.
We only have one over the last 5 years.
What team did you grow up,
How
Andy?
Many do you
What team did you grow up with, Andy? Andy. Okay.
And maybe that's why. Maybe that's why.
A lot of times it can be that. Yeah, a lot of times
it's because I come from the perspective of growing up rooting for a team that's literally never even played in one. Listening to people complain about, we only won 95 games this year. Wah!
I think that's it.
Get over it.
I think that has something to do with it.
Yeah. If he's as successful as the three guys before him, you're all going to be happy.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's going to be – because this is what we know about this regime with the Bobby and Schnitt. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be some nut kicks.
They're going to win a lot.
Yeah. They're going to kick to the nut sometimes.
And you might lose in the playoffs.
Exactly.
But at least you're in the playoffs.
There.
And you might not lose in the playoffs. Who knows?
But now it's up to Alex. Now, Alex, you go do your job.
That's the key. Back to what you said about the Dodgers and Dave Roberts and all that stuff. You got to go out and make the roster better.
Yeah.
You got to get some bullpen guys, another starting pitcher. Sign that shortstop who's definitely going to opt out.
He did.
He did already?
Yep.
Okay. So sign him. Give him a couple extra years. Yeah. I don't know. I'm rooting for Walt Weiss. I like him. We'll come back to tell you what's trending here. First hour of the show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I won't ever use that to say it's not my fault. You know, I'm a part of everything that happens here, and we do everything together. So everything that happens, you know, you can put me a part of that as well. I won't ever, we don't have that type of organization. We don't have that type of, that mindset. But we gotta get it fixed. And like, it has to be fixed now, and it has to be fixed right now.
Stop, stop, stop.
Well, they fixed it.
They fixed it. But no, you didn't miss the damn kick. He missed the damn kick,
it's true.
Okay?
It's true.
He missed it.
He did.
All right?
He did. And it was an extra point.
Yes.
Like,
he missed the damn
kick. It's not
kick.
Like you chose – because like last year there was that one late in the season where they asked the guy to kick a 55-yarder
right.
And he couldn't. Like that one, you can criticize.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know he can't do it. Why'd you ask him to do it? This was an extra point.
Yes.
And he missed it.
Yes.
Don't have to worry about that anymore. at least not from Parker Romo, as he is no longer a member of the Atlanta Falcons as of about half an hour ago. No surprise there.
No, he didn't have enough skin in the game.
Yeah, you're not. You can't have that performance and then stay on the team. No. So the Falcons get rid of Parker Romo and welcome in Zane Gonzalez. So kicker number three of the season
on
now.
It'll
be game nine.
Nobody got hurt either, did they?
Neither of them were injured.
Okay. Because usually they bring in kickers, these guys hurt or something, stuff like that. Ain't nobody hurt? None.
Not physically.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's fragile.
They hurt us.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
They hurt their team's chance to win.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So Younghoe Koo gets let go after his week one performance. Parker Romo gets let go after what he did Sunday. And now Zane Gonzalez.
Look at Zane. Zane gets to go to Germany, huh?
Look at that.
Look at that, that's right. Nice. There.
Hopefully he's got his passport.
Let's hope so.
Because Zane Gonzalez is going to be the place kicker for the Atlanta Falcons, at least for now.
Tell me a little bit about the guy.
Here's a little bit about Zane Gonzalez. He's been in the NFL since 2017. He's played for a handful of different teams, most recently the Washington Commanders last year, where he was 5 of 7 on field goals. 19 of 19 on extra points, though. So he's 100% on extra points. His long last year was 48. Now, I don't know how long the two were that he missed. I can look that up in the break. His career long is 57.
Okay.
But that's prior to a string of quad injuries that he's dealt with.
Not a good thing, Andy.
Missed all of the 22 and 23 seasons. Now, he was on rosters and stuff, practice squads.
Wait, where are you from?
Didn't kick. Arizona State University.
I like those guys.
Yeah, Sun Devils.
Yeah, I like those guys.
Good time.
Had some good, nice teammates they were.
Had some fun nights in Tempe, Mill Ave.
Yeah.
Good time. So he's kicked in 6 games in the last 3 years, 4 years.
Okay.
And now he'll be kicking on Sunday.
Well, he should be well rested. That leg should be rested.
Yeah, I just hope the quad thing doesn't pop back up because that's obviously a really big deal for a kicker.
Yeah, man.
And he injured himself in warm-ups multiple times with that quad.
Ah.
So bring Lenny. Make sure
Lenny's warming up. Yes, yeah. I mean, no, seriously, bring him.
No, like seriously.
Yeah. Bring him.
Like, make sure you have Lenny on Sunday.
Yeah, I've been there where we lost our kicker. And we lost our kicker in San Diego. And Mike Five was our punter. And so Mike Five had to kick. And
that was his name?
Mike Cyphers. He's number 5.
So I thought his last name was Five.
No, I just call him Mike. I call him Mike Five. Mike Five was what, 4 for 4?
Really?
Yeah, 4 for 4 on extra points.
Oh, okay.
And then 2 for 2 on field goal.
Oh, okay.
Mike Five got down that day. Yeah. We were beating the hell out of the Titans, so he didn't have to worry about that.
Well, and those old extra points, you could have kicked the old extra
point. No, I could not.
You toe punted.
Yeah, man.
Line up behind like old school.
Old school was, in high school, Tyrone had the kicking shoe, wears a damn black boot with a square on the end.
Yeah, it was squared off on the end.
Yeah, with the square on, have to take his shoe off, run up to the sideline, take his shoe off, put it on.
Anyway, that's the news of the day for the Falcons.
Woo-hoo!
New kicker number 3. Like, if you would have just told me only that before the season started, that the week they're going to Germany, don't even tell me the record, don't tell me anything.
Yeah.
It's just they're signing a new kicker for the 3rd time. I would have said, ooh, that's probably not good.
Yeah. I'm not shocked that they are, though.
No, neither am I.
Yeah,
neither am I. They didn't address the issue in the offseason, and it has bit them
in the ass.
In the backside. Yeah. What's German for ass?
I know this. I know all the curse words, but it'd be saying curse word or something.
I can Google that. Hang on real quick. Arsh.
Yes.
Bits them in the arsh.
Arsh.
Hopefully it doesn't do that on Sunday. Anyway, that's the news. Zane Gonzalez is the kicker. We'll get back to more of what Raheem had to say in the 12 o'clock hour in the NFL No Huddle. Mike Conte going to join us in about 10 minutes as we'll get ready for the Hawks game tonight against the Magic. We'll talk with him about the Braves hiring Walt Weiss and some Falcon stuff as well. Hey, some other good Braves news, or at least I think the Walt Weiss hire is good news.
Yes.
At the very least, they made a hire.
Yes.
So that search is over. I do wonder, and I'm sure they address this in the press conference.
Which
I wonder if you were going to hire the guy who was already the bench coach. Why'd you wait so long?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a legitimate question. It really is because other teams have named managers while the World Series was going on. So was it a case where the dude turned the job down? You came back to Walt Weiss? I'm not going to say that's what happened.
Yeah,
but that's.
I mean, people will wonder. Yeah,
they will wonder.
You waited until the World Series was over so you could ask the bench coach of the Dodgers to take the job, and he was like, "Nah, all right.
I'm cool.
I'm all right.
Yeah,
stay out here."
Dave Roberts might leave.
Oh, you think so?
No, I'm just saying, is that something he might
think? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's in waiting for that job.
Yeah.
But anyway, Walt Weiss is the new manager of the Braves. Matt Olson.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Matty O.
Wins a gold glove.
Good for him, man.
And Ha-Seong Kim did elect free agency. So it was always going to be a long shot, especially if he played good in the final month or
which
so,
he did.
Which he did. Yeah, you opt out of that player option. You're going to get a couple extra years on there. But the Braves can still be the team to give him that contract.
They can be. Don't think they will. Don't think they will. Where was he at now? He opted out of what? 16?
16.
So Abe got, can he get 20? The Braves give him 20?
If he gets 20, that'll make him a top three highest paid player on the roster. Wait. Which I don't care. Do it. Get a shortstop.
I agree.
Like,
with
we
you.
Can't do Nick Allen and
Orlando
Arcia.
We are agreeing. But
also,
but again,
one of our favorite things to do in sports radio is spend other people's money.
Yeah.
So.
The Braves going to get it to him?
I don't think they'll give him $20 million a year. Right. But maybe they'll give him an extra year.
Maybe.
Or an extra option or something like
that. I mean,
that.
But yeah, that's usually something that Alex usually jumps on earlier. Right?
2 years with an option
Why
for
not?
A third?
I'm like it. I like that. Does he?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He wasn't here long enough
he
for me to know what
you
he
know
likes.
What I'm, yeah.
I'm not sure what he's into. What I know he's not into is $16 million to be the Braves shortstop
next
year.
Yeah, I'm cool on it. I like it here, but not for that much.
I need a couple extra years or a couple extra million. The Cardinals beat the Cowboys 27-17 last night. The
Cowboys are awful.
Jacoby Brissett played some good football.
He played good. It's amazing how when you give the ball to Marvin Harrison Jr., that damn route.
Did his dad really have to tell you to do that in order for you to do
that?
I mean,
that route that he ran.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That slant, that was just awful.
And that was against Deron Bland.
Deron Bland.
Like, that's a good player.
He was working Deron Bland. Like, okay. All right. Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt Eberflus. You see me over here. I'm good, man. All right. But I'm struggling. I'm just working my way back in and everything and all those things. Give me some help with this dude.
Yeah, he made me fall.
Yeah, man. But they look better without Kyler Murray. Even though they said Kyler's going to be the quarterback. When he comes back, that foot still might be bothering him.
That, and also, you know, like we've kind of seen it.
Yeah.
I know they owe him a lot of money, so you kind of got to play him. But
you
kind of know what it is with Kyler. You might sneak a good one every once in a while, but you're going to lose a lot of games you shouldn't lose, and at best you might be 500.
So,
bad situation there with all the money they owe him. At 8 p.m. tonight, we'll find out the first college football playoff rankings, which, fine.
Yeah,
it's a fun little TV show if you want to tune in.
I think Oregon's going to be number one.
A lot's going to change between now and then.
Put your head down, Abe. I was just joking.
That would be surprising.
I just want to see that head pop up like you'd like to do.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it'll pop your head up like that.
Punxsutawney Abe.
Yeah.
I don't think that.
Oh, I know that's not going to happen.
I know you don't think that either. What would be – maybe can A&M sneak in there?
Yes, but I don't think that because they – yeah, why not?
They got some good wins.
They got some good wins.
Beat Notre Dame.
They got some good wins. I think the Oregon win is the biggest one of the three. If you look at the three teams that might be buying for them.
With the
Oregon win on the road and the fact that Indiana just absolutely beating the crap out of everybody.
Yeah.
Like they're leaving no doubts in games. They're beating the hell out of folks.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And the quarterback's playing great.
He is.
I don't know, man. Just because I've watched them play. I don't think I've watched them as closely as I've watched Ohio State. Ohio State's so good.
Yes. Yes.
Their defense is the best in the country. That quarterback's getting better every week. He's still completing 80% of his passes.
Yes, he is, Andy.
And I think they have the two best wide receivers in the country, at least two of the best wide receivers.
Well, they have the best.
They have the best.
We know that.
And it might be the best duo in the country as well.
But that's what's different. That's Ohio State. They usually have the best damn duo.
You know who somebody should hire is their offensive
coordinator. Who, talking about Brian Hartline?
That's who somebody should hire.
Brian Hartline might get a job. I mean, first of all, you look at all those Ohio State receivers that are in the league, he recruited all of them.
Yeah.
And he developed all of them.
Exactly.
So this is because.
And now he's finally calling plays.
This is his second time.
Involved
this, in this is his second time because the first time he did it, Rondae was like, all right, cool. All right, hold on, bro. You ain't ready for this. You know? But yeah, I mean, he might be one of them guys, one of them assistants.
Yeah. He's one of the hottest assistants he's got to be, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Ohio State's.
Abe told me that he's the favorite for the Penn State job right now.
I mean, I know when Finkel was leaving Cincinnati, everybody thought he was going to take that job.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people thought he would take that job.
Right, right.
But
well, we got a guy coming in here next who would have an opinion on that as the Penn State hire.
Oh,
we should ask Mike Conte about that. You want to?
Mike Conte, your thoughts.
Conte, your thoughts. Shout out to Hugh Douglas. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Sun's back out. Good opportunity to get back out to the goal. We'll be at the golf course on Friday.
Yeah, man.
Not Bobby Jones, but we will be at Bears Best Golf Club on Friday, broadcasting live.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. If you're going to be there, come by and say hello, obviously. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in about 20 minutes and let you hear from Raheem Morris, some of what he had to say in his press conference yesterday. Falcons did make news this morning. Parker Romo has been released. Zane Gonzalez has been acquired, so he'll be the kicker this weekend and hopefully for the remainder of the
year. You're over there looking up splits and indoor, outdoor, and everything.
Talk myself into Zane Gonzalez. He is just as good inside as he is outside.
Okay.
81 for 84 on extra points outdoors.
Okay.
62 of 64 on extra points indoors.
Okay.
So that's right around 96%, which is good. That's what you want.
Right.
And then even on field goals, he's right around 80% both indoor and outdoor.
Okay.
So,
all right.
There you go.
I mean, that's how most of these, if you think about the Falcons, because Young Wiku was a great kicker for the Falcons. I don't want to take anything away from him.
He had a really good run.
And then obviously coming up, you know, trying to find a replacement for Matt Bryant. But like, if I'm not mistaken, weren't they both in season fines?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. I know Youngway was.
Well,
right?
Youngway replaced Matt
Youngway
Bryant,
replaced Matt Bryant. Yeah. But it was before the season, or was it during the season? I can't remember. Because I know Matt was with me in Miami, then he went to Tampa, then he went here. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember if they went in season. Because a lot of times you find your kicker in season. He just finds the right spot, gets consistent, and you know, you just ride. Why are you giving that look, Mike?
It can't happen.
I'm not looking at you. This is one of those moments where I'm trying to look at an email that disturbs me while trying to half pay attention to what you're talking about. So that's why you got the quizzical. It is not whatever you said. I'm sure was great, Randy, but I got a little distracted for a moment.
We can keep going on Zane Gonzalez if you need to reply to the email.
No. It's fine. In fact, this is a good learning moment for me. I was talking to Sandra Golden about this too. I need to focus on the present and not get distracted by emails and interruptions and things like that. So, well, for all of you listening especially those of you driving at the moment,
just take my approach. Answer email once a week. Or look at your email once a week, right?
God, do you know how wonderful my life would be? How wonderful my life would be. And my life is very wonderful right now. But man, if I could get the emails out of my life, wow. I'd probably weigh like 180 pounds. I'd probably be very, very good looking. I'd eat lots of salads and just, you know, be a wonderful person to be around.
I was going to ask you an email related question, but it's probably not a good idea.
No, go ahead.
No, it's all right. Yeah. Let's start here. The Hawks are in action tonight. Unfortunately, we get the news over the weekend that Trey's injury is going to be a little timely. Mm-hmm. They're not going to reevaluate for a month. And I mean, it could have been worse, obviously. But what do you think, just as far as it relates to Trey and kind of how the team goes about dealing with it without him?
Well, that's a really great question. This is something we were talking about on the broadcast over the weekend. Let's look at, they say Trey is going to be out for at least 4 weeks. I'm going to actually give the benefit of the doubt to Trey. I think he's going to try to beat that timeline. I don't know if the Hawks will let him beat the timeline because you don't want to rush him back and risk aggravation or anything like that. But let's say 4 weeks is the hard deadline on the timeline. That basically is the month of November. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's look at the Hawks' schedule. Tonight against Orlando, Toronto and the LA Lakers on this homestand. Then they go on the West Coast at Clippers, at Kings, at Jazz, at Suns. One game back against the Pistons at home, and then you got to go play Wemby on the road. Mm-hmm. But then you finish the month with at New Orleans, who might not win 10 games this year.
They're so bad.
Charlotte who always is kind of pesky towards the Hawks and has been kind of weirdly okay this year, inexplicably, Charlotte. But then at the Wizards, Cleveland, at Philadelphia. My point is, I hate that you have that West Coast trip in there, but this is not an unmanageable situation for the Hawks. It's not like they've got two games against Milwaukee and two games against the Knicks and two games against Golden State and all that. I think they can play 500 or better basketball over this stretch without Trey. It's going to be bumpy. You know, that West Coast trip again, that's always going to be tough. That game against Utah, it's never easy playing there. So it's going to be bumpy, but I think they can get through it, provided that Nikhil Alexander-Walker continues to produce at this level that he's been producing at over the last week. I think he did not play well to start the year.
Mm-hmm.
He has played much better, and I think he's benefiting now from playing in that starting rotation. Additionally, I think now you're starting to see Dyson Daniels figure it out offensively a little bit. I think he was just struggling with the way early season games are being officiated because, you guys know, they have points of emphasis mm-hmm. in the rule book, and they're trying to call everything basically in the first couple weeks of the season. Now that that's chilled out, I think Dyson's coming into his own. So I think long answer to a short question, as long as you don't suffer another major injury,
mm-hmm.
and really that's Jalen Johnson because he's been incredible right now, mm-hmm. As long as you can kind of tread water and survive another major blow injury-wise over the next 4 weeks, I think it can work out okay in the long run. I feel bad for Trey, because I don't know what this is going to take him down to for games played this season.
Right.
And there are huge implications on if he's going to be eligible for All-NBA and all that postseason stuff and how that's going to play out for Trey's future. So
you got to think that plays in, right?
Like, well, I think if it adds to the motivation to
get
that's back,
when,
right?
When Halliburton did that a couple years ago when he had that bad hamstring, but because of that.
He's got to play 65 games in order to qualify for All-NBA. In order to get the Supermax contract that he'd be eligible for this summer.
And right now,
that means he can only miss 17
games.
That's
right. If he's out for 4 weeks, he's not going to make it.
Right.
At some other point, he's going to miss a night.
Right.
So I think that might be, look, Trey is a competitor. That is his motivation to getting back. But secondarily to that,
$100 million.
Huge,
I think it's okay.
This is a bad time
right.
for Trey Young to be dealing with having to miss this amount of games. So I'm glad he's going to be okay. When I saw the injury happen live, I thought, that's his ACL. He's done.
Right.
So it could have been a lot worse.
Mike, what'd you think of the Braves hire?
Solid. Mm-hmm. Not really. Some people are really surprised by it. This is just how the Braves roll. You know, and it's why, as an organization, they've been relatively successful over the last 3+ decades, because they believe in continuity. And, you know, Walt Weiss, I think, is a continuity hire. I don't think Walt Weiss is going to do anything disruptive. I don't think he's going to do necessarily anything that's going to dramatically change anything. The Braves had a disappointing season this season because they dealt with some injuries right off the jump. And they just continued, I think, to have a lot of misfortune as the season went on things that are not necessarily under their control, and injuries were a huge part of that. So if the Braves are making a bet that continuity is the right way to go, then Walt Weiss is the obvious choice. I think the only thing that surprises me a little is, if Walt Weiss was your guy, mm-hmm. why didn't you make this hire 2 weeks earlier?
Right.
However, maybe they did, and they just didn't announce it until now. They didn't want to upstage the World Series or the playoffs, or who knows. But I think it's a solid hire. I have no complaints about it.
Yeah, you can sell me on a continuity hire when you're a franchise whose continuity has led to the winning that the Braves have.
Yeah.
Like, right. Other franchises try to lean on continuity, and it's like, well, but you don't have a track record.
There are other franchises in the city
who
should not be making continuity hires right now.
The Braves last thing you want is continuity if you're that franchise.
That's right.
But the
Braves, and there are a couple others in baseball that are probably an example of that. It's a little different with the Dodgers because they're such a high-spending team, but the Dodgers can afford to make some continuity hires. The Yankees. The Braves have been really, really successful. And relative to their payroll, they've been extremely successful over the last decade. So I'm good with it. I think it's fine. And, the indispensable member of the Braves baseball staff, in my opinion, is Alex Anthopoulos. That's the guy that if you lose him, then I'm really, really nervous.
Mike, when we go back to Sunday up in New England, I thought they played well enough to win.
Me too.
But as much as we talked about it yesterday, it just seems like when you look at the stats that they had defensively and, you know, and nobody has ever had those kind of stats and lost a game since 19 whatever, whatever.
Yeah, last 10 seasons.
Yeah. Why is it always them?
Continuity. Oh, my bad.
Why is it always them? It's such a good question. I mean, you do feel like the Falcons are always 64-0 until the Falcons, or no 195 playoff games where 28-3 lead has not been blown, except for the Falcons. I don't know. It's really, really hard to explain, and I think it adds to the frustration of the fans who are understandably getting impatient right now. I totally get that. Why did it happen on Sunday? Because you're 1-for-10 on third down.
Mainly.
All right. I mean, you could have been – they were +5 in sacks, +2 in takeaways. You could double that. They could be +10 in sacks, +4 in takeaways. If you're 1-for-10 on third down, you're not going to win the game. So now why were they 1-for-10 on third down? Because they're in third and long a lot. Mm-hmm. And when they're getting in third and long, that gave the Patriots the license to blitz and put Penix under pressure. And Penix is basically reduced to throwing jump balls to Drake London, and some of them worked and some of them didn't. So he got to be better on first and second down to remedy that. And I know this is going to be a very unpopular opinion, but I actually thought there were times where Zach Robinson was really wheeling and dealing and in his bag and at calling a pretty intelligent series here or there. What limits the playbook and what limits what the offensive coordinator can do is when you have a false start penalty or a holding penalty or a first down run that gets stuffed or something like that. And now you're really compressing the playbook. But I feel way more optimistic about the Falcons after this Patriots game than I did against the Dolphins. I also don't think they can win this Sunday in Germany. I think the Colts might be the best team in the league right now. So, you know, barring an upset, you're going to be 3-6 coming back home, and now you have no margin for error. You probably got to win them all to make the playoffs. And I don't think that's realistic, and then we're going to be having some hard conversations around here. But for the moment, I did see some signs on Sunday of the team figuring out. It really was the strip sack at the end of the second quarter that got them going and completely flipped the momentum. And from that point forward, because I tweeted at one point in the first half, the Falcons to me looked totally unimproved. Mm-hmm. I thought for the first 25 minutes of that game, here we go again. This is the same stuff we saw last week.
Now, there were moments in that first half where it looked like it was going the way of Miami.
But they got it turned around to their credit. So keep fighting, you know, and hopefully this thing gets turned around. I think a lot of this week will be dependent on just how severe the injury situation is on the offensive line. It sounds like, based on what Raheem said yesterday, it might not be that dire. But it's just frustrating because I know it never comes down to one thing, but it did come down to an extra point. And then, look, maybe it's excuse, maybe not. Mike Johnson said he saw in the All-22 a safety was clamping. Mm. Okay? If they call that, it's ball on the 33 first down. You need two or three good runs. Now, caveat, two or three good runs to tee up a shaky kicker who you've just cut, but you're going to have a kick to win the game. So, it is what it is, but to Randy's point, I don't know how the Falcons continue to find themselves on the wrong end of these things.
Every week we talk, there's a new big-time job opening in college football. Auburn came open this past weekend. Not going to ask you about that. But we were kicking around the name Brian Hartline, potentially.
Yeah.
What does that do
lot
for
of rumors,
you at Penn State?
A lot of rumors about him.
Yeah.
One of the rumors is that they were talking to Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer said he didn't want to deal with NIL, but go hire Brian Hartline. That's one of the really saucy message board rumors right now. There is a saucy message board rumor about Brent Key right now involving Penn State. Again, these are all message board rumors.
Rumor that he talked to him.
Yeah, I have no idea if that's true
or not. It's not based in any reporting whatsoever, but there's a rumor.
Yeah, there's probably a rumor that I've interviewed with them too, which is not true. Oh, I can confirm.
We can...
Here's the thing about Hartline. There's a lot about his pedigree that is attractive. And if you saw Ohio State's wide receivers, who he coaches against Penn State last week, he's got like NFL level talent right now that he recruited and developed. All good signs. I think he's only been the OC there for 8 games. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That feels like a really rapid come up
because
for
he was a receiver coach forever after yeah. But you remember, I guess 2 years ago, he was the OC to start the year, and it was not good.
And it didn't work out.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Bryday took it back from it. He went back to being the receiver coach.
I don't remember that. That was like early in the year. Mm-hmm.
Speaking from my fan perspective, if you fire James Franklin to hire Brian Hartline, I don't buy that.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're firing James Franklin, it's got to be Urban Meyer or Nick Saban or someone on that level. There's a saucy message board rumor that the hire is pretty much done, and it is a grand slam hire.
Ooh.
Well, we'll see what that means.
Hopefully your saucy message boards are correct.
I lurk a lot on these message boards but never post.
I know, I've never posted.
But someone on the message board correctly pointed out, I live in Atlanta, and I've never heard these Brett Key rumors, and he would be right because they have not really been reported.
Till now.
I'm not reporting anything. I'm just telling you what I read on
the
message board.
What does Carl say? We don't spread rumors, but when they're out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Mike, we appreciate it.
See you guys.
We'll be right back with an NFL No Huddle. We will let you hear some of what Raheem Morris had to say about the injury situation on the offensive line. They do have a new kicker. We'll tell you who that is as well. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.